In late September, children and teenagers in Germany took the train to their country's largest Fridays for Future climate change protest. They wanted adults to follow their lead.
We hope that politicians create more train connections rather than more flights.
The young protesters are demanding less traffic on roads and fewer planes in the sky.
I think it's crazy how many people jump on a plane for short weekend trips. It's just not necessary for 2 days. It releases so much CO2.
Ahead of the UN Climate Action Summit in New York, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced plans to raise taxes on flights and cut taxes for train tickets. Her government also pledged to invest $1.1 billion every year until 2030 to modernize the train network so it can cope with an expected increase in riders. Some of that money will be spent on zero-emissions, battery-powered trains. They'll replace diesel trains that release CO2 and contribute to global warming. Battery trains are made by the Canadian-based aerospace company Bombardier in a suburb of Berlin. Stefan von Mach, chief engineer of the battery train program, says they'll enter service next year.
In the short term, we will be able to replace most of the diesel trains in Europe, because diesel trains in Europe are used as commuter or regional trains. So the ultimate goal will be to propel battery trains with renewable energy sources, be it sun, solar, or wind.
The steel wheels on trains like this make trains 10 times more efficient than electric buses.
A study by German train operator Deutsche Bahn found that trains have a drastically lower carbon footprint than planes, cars, or buses. Yet many people are still flying short distances, and that bothers young climate activists like Stella Mitterake.
But we have a problem in Germany that the prices for trains are much higher than for flying. So people also make short flights to get, for example, from Berlin to Munich, although the train only takes 4 hours.
German youth protesters say the government's train investments are a good start, but do not go far enough. Chancellor Angela Merkel, for her part, has acknowledged this, saying her government's plan would fall short of what she called, quote, impatient young people's expectations. Michael Scaturo from VOA News, Berlin.